Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
There's the sound. Chris, yeah. Remember that sound?
It better be. I'm old, but of course I remember that sound.
It's the show again. We're back, everybody.
It feels so good.
Dave, can you hear us from whatever location you're zooming in from?
Two thumbs up on the hearing. Yeah, it's great.
Nice.
Welcome aboard. Thanks for having me.
Looks like you're in a hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
You nailed it. Yeah.
Where in the world?
I am. I'm with the team. They played last night in Calgary, obviously, and they're going to play Friday in Edmonton. And so in the between days, they've decided to come to a mountain resort to do some team bonding, kind of hang around. And us broadcasters are brought along for the ride. So I thought, hey, no better spot to join you guys than deep inside my hotel room.
Is there a is there a ropes course? Are you guys going to be playing kick the can or capture the flag or doing some trust falls or something like that?
I think all of those. We're going to be playing pin the tail on the donkey, and then there's going to be a badminton competition, and then we'll just go from there.
Yeah.
How good are you at pin the tail on the donkey? You pretty solid. Like
I usually miss pretty well.
A ringer?
Are you?
Oh, come on. So, yeah, that would be kind of funny if they're getting ready for the season by just playing like children's birthday party games,
pinata. Kick the can, and then Nicky Nine Door.
Oh yeah, sure. Doing the thing where you put an egg on a wooden spoon and try to run around Bowie, maybe instead of a cone, you like put him out there in the field 30 yards.
And whoever finishes it is on the power play. So that's cool.
This is genius. This is coaching genius.
Like a Mighty Ducks season 3 episode.
Dave, you know how this show goes around here. We can't start until you say the magic words.
Yeah, I thought that, sitting here between my T-shirts, that now would be a pretty good time to release the show.
One of the season.
We're setting the bar high with episode one this season. It feels so right. It's Release the Show, Seattle's best Kraken podcast, according to Chris and I.
According to us.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a brand new season. I'm one of your hosts.
Yes, sir.
Born and raised in Edmonds, Washington. I'm Brett Davern.
I'm Chris Laban. Not born, but raised on Mercer Island.
That's right. And you guys will notice if you're checking us out on social media that Chris and I are wearing black today Kevin...
we are in mourning.
Well, he has decided to be a good father.
Yes. He did not die. Thankfully. That was very morbid there for a second.
Now he's got two young ones and
pumping them out.
go help them and be a dad. Family comes first around here. So,
yep. And Mitchie Cav, we appreciate that you have priorities, even though we're kind of backwards. But okay.
I mean, if you don't want to talk hockey with your silly idiot friends, like, we totally hear you. It's fine. You know, you want to go like teach kids how to read or like the important things in life.
Yeah.
No, he's the best. And we wish him well, no matter where he is, because as always, we don't know where he is.
Nope.
Because he
still don't know.
Won't even tell
from
us.
An undisclosed location.
But joining us on this episode, this first episode of this brand new season, he's the analyst on the radio side for your Seattle Kraken. He's Super Dave Tomlinson.
The legend.
Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me. Don't get me mixed up with Zach Galifianakis in Between Two Ferns. It's Dave Tomlinson Between Two Lamps. Draped in t-shirts.
You are on a team retreat, and it looks like you've brought two Release the Show t-shirts with you in your suitcase. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It was one of those packing situations where you don't know what to bring. There's so many options up here. There's golf, there's the spa. You know, you can go for a run, you can go for a workout. I heard people do those things. Some restaurants. And so we've got some team building ourselves within the broadcast group, myself and Everett Fitzhugh. We're actually roommates in this hotel. That hasn't really happened on the road. Normally we get our own rooms, but because it was, needing a lot of rooms for our entourage, but we do have a door separating the bedrooms.
What would Fitz say is the most annoying thing about you as a roommate?
I'm too neat.
He wants to spread out and let loose and just.
Oh yeah, Fitz has already turned it into his own backyard, and I'm like, I'm just going to close my door.
That's pretty funny. I don't know, Chris. That seems like one of those job interview answers where someone's like, "What's your worst quality?" You're like, "I care too much.
I work too hard.
I'm too clean of a person."
So I decided, knowing I'd come on with you guys, that I would pack the shirts. And
oh, I love it.
I mean, let's be honest. I bring them everywhere.
Of course.
I love it. Well, yeah.
Who doesn't?
They're like your blankie, yeah.
You got the navy blue there. You got the gray. Which one of them will you be wearing underneath your suit on TV so that you can then tear it open and show the world your pride in your love of the Release the Show?
It will be the one that fits, that one there, because earlier I used to wear this one when I was carrying a couple pounds extra, because everyone did that for COVID, just kind of packed it on, because you didn't know what was going to happen.
Yep, the COVID-19. So,
so now that I've gotten back to being svelte, gray underneath.
Nice. Well, Dave gives me a perfect segue into letting you guys know that the merch store is open and open for business this season, just as it was last season. Check out our profile on any social media.
And clearly you should check it out because they look amazing on Dave's two lamps as well. So if they look good on lamps, they're going to look good on you too. Like, I'm pretty
sure. That should be the tagline.
Hey, speaking of looking good though, you guys, let's just get into our Seattle Kraken here right away. Because the preseason, they've been playing preseason games and that's been going on. The regular season starts next week. But right now in the preseason, our boys are undefeated, looking like they're never going to lose. They look great, Dave.
They do. It's been fun. I mean, right from the get-go in training camp, your eyes look at Matty Beniers, who had such a great start last season. And then, of course, Shane Wright in training camp as well. So some young centermans with skill down the middle. And then the free agent signing of Andre Burakovsky, who a couple of Stanley Cups, knows how to score, knows what to do in big games, trade for Oliver Bjorkstrand. And all of a sudden, you've got more skill and talent than you did had last year. And, and the team's playing like that in the preseason, undefeated at Climate Pledge Arena. They didn't even allow a goal in the three games they played there.
Yeah.
And so they're playing faster and they're playing with more confidence. And I talked with Jared McCann, who I've got a pretty good relationship with. And, you know, he had said, does it look that way up from where you see it? Because it feels that way down the ice. And, and definitely like it seems like they know what to do, whereas last year it seemed like they were figuring out what to do and it lasted 82 games. This year early, of course, preseason, you don't really get anything for winning the preseason other than a pat in the back, but they've earned it so far.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, well, Chris, you know, we had a bunch of hockey guys coming on all season last year, you know, Dave, you and Gizmo and everything, and telling us novice hockey fans that such a big part of the game is the team bonding and all that. And it's sort of like, yeah, yeah, okay, but how important is that really? And everyone was telling us, well, give them an offseason, give them one of these retreat style things to go on and watch what happens. And man, like you said, like McCann was saying, is it noticeable? As a fan, it's totally noticeable. Like the hockey I watched last year, we watched a lot of good hockey, I think. But I think we're about to watch a lot of great hockey.
Well, there's more competition for jobs. And like anything else, you're worried about your job. You somehow try to do it better. And at the NHL level, I mean, who doesn't want to play in the best league in the world? So if you look at it for last season, there were players that played a hefty amount of games that just weren't being able to contribute offensively. You know, they'd be fine defensively, but you weren't counting on them to score. And you need goals to win games. And this year, you've got guys that you can count on to score all the way through the lines. In fact, you know, when Everett and I and JT and John Forslund on the TV side, when we all sit and try to make our lines for what the start of the season would look like, I've got like three or four different iterations, and I don't know which one is going to stick, because you've got, you know, Donato, who plays well and scored some goals, but you know, Daniel Sprong has had a really good training camp. He's got a laser shot when he gets it right in his wheelhouse.
They just signed him up too, didn't they? Contractually, they just locked him up a little bit.
Right, just signed a contract. It's a two-way deal, so that means he has an NHL salary when he's in the NHL, and then a lower minor league salary when he's in Coachella, if that's the situation.
Okay.
Martin Geeky is another guy who played a lot of games last year. They want him to take another step. So there's a lot of competition, and with that, you know, we don't have or haven't seen some of these off days where they're out practicing on the ice, but it just, they're not at their best. And now no player can afford to have a practice off in terms of their quality and what they're doing out on the ice, because the coaching staff and management, they're looking for the best 12 forwards. And those are the guys that are going to make it for opening night.
And we're going to win the Stanley Cup, right? Like that's what it sounds like. Sounds, but maybe like I'm just saying, getting ahead of lying ourselves.
That's what Dave said.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Here's the thing. They won 27 games last year. Right. And so to make the playoffs, you need at least 40 something wins. That's a big step.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they're going to be better than last year. That's, you can mark that down.
Okay.
but again, it's going to be a slow building process going up. And I just early in training camp here, very encouraged, because it looks like they're a team that's not going into every game thinking, oh, if we get scored against, we're done. It's more like, we get scored against, no problem. We got guys that can score. Let's go do it.
Well, we in Seattle love this competition thing you're saying. I mean, it sounds right out of the Pete Carroll Seahawks sort of playbook, where, you know, competition breeds, you know, iron sharpens iron, that whole sort
always
of thing.
Always compete.
And yeah, so that sounds great. Sign me up. I wanted to ask you about the young guys, though, because, you know, Shane Wright, draft pick. I mean, we got him, what, number four? But a lot of people thought he should have gone higher. He had the stare down with the Canadian stable, all that. I mean, he's got some fire. He's got a chip on his shoulder. How's he looking?
Yeah, he plays with intensity, and that's what I like about him. He's got an NHL body, right? He's a strong, stocky, I call him a kid because he's 18 and I'm not. But he's amongst his peers, he's just heads and tails better in playing junior hockey. So there's no real sense for, in my world, for him to go back another year of junior. Learn to play at the NHL level. You know, get some power play time. He's got a really wicked shot. He's got a couple of like quick little moves that I can see are going to pay off for him. The NHL is hard, right? Like every player is trying to stay in the best league in the world. And with Shane Wright, the benefit of having more depth as a team is that he's going to play with better wings. He's been playing with Jared McCann on one side. You know, sometimes he has Eberle on the other side. I mean, these are proven point producers. And for Wright, like any young centerman, winning faceoffs is difficult because you're going against, you know, haggard veterans who know how to, you know, get those little tricks in winning the faceoff. That is an area that he has to improve on, and he knows that. But I think he's looked good so far. I think he's an intelligent hockey player, so he's going to learn and grow as the season goes on. And so I'm encouraged by Shane Wright.
Excuse me, I heard a segue. If you were a betting man, Dave, and you wanted to go to betonline.ag, one of our wonderful sponsors, using our promo code BELIEVE50 for an extra 50% welcome bonus when you go to betonline.ag, when would you say that Shane will be in the NHL? Is there a certain game you're looking at? Is there a date? What's the timeline here?
From the jump?
Oof. Like, people might take this information and bet with it.
I don't even know if that's a prop bet, but we could ask Jimmy Betts at betonline.ag.
I think he's poised to make the team. That's what I think from what I've seen. And so...
Oh, wow.
You can look at opening night. It might be a situation where he doesn't play every night because the NHL, like I said, there's back-to-backs. There's like four games and seven nights on the road where you really get worn down. And with the amount of depth, you could swap him in and out. But I could see a world where he starts the season with the Seattle Kraken.
That would be amazing, right?
Yeah.
A high draft pick, opening night. Oh, okay. So then, Dave, when does he score his first goal? Game one? Game two? First minute of game one? Oh, the place would go bananas.
Yeah, home openers their third game. I'm going to say within their first five games. I don't know if that's a prop bet, but that, you know, it would be a great Cinderella story if it was like Beniers who just jumped in the NHL and started getting points.
Right.
But
right.
Shane's a different type of player, and so I'm going to give him just a little leeway.
Oh, man. I'm excited now.
I bet it's going to be the historian. The historian still has to be the historian and has to continue to be the historian.
Oh, so. Donato? Did you see that breakaway goal in one of these preseason games? Sick. With all of the scoring that they're going to do is going to come all of our nicknames. And Dave, as you know, we come up with silly ones for all the players. You can take any of them back to the team that you want. Don't forget, everybody, you got Dan coming back this year. Jordan Eberle, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. McCann, who Dave already talked about, the Salmon McCann, and you know he's going to be rifling them. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see him taking shots this year, man. That was exciting last year. Sprong, like you said. Do we have one for Sprong?
I think he's actual Dan. I think.
That would make sense. Dave, let's talk some goaltending, because like you said, that, I mean, they didn't even give up any goals at Climate Pledge, and it was a bit of a problem last year. Lots of guys getting into the danger zone. But seems like they're doing good this year.
New goaltending coach, Steve Breer. And, you know, the goaltenders have mentioned to me they really like his approach and how they have, how he works with them. And from what I understand, you know, Breer isn't the type of goalie coach that is going to change a lot of things on a goaltender. He's going to work with what the goaltender has and make subtle improvements as I get into my goaltender stance. With Martin Jones, he's like a real calm goaltender, positionally sound, doesn't overreact. And then you just got to worry about like what depth you're playing at, how far out from the net, just cut down the angle. And so I've been seeing some of the drills they were working on with him. And with Philip Grubauer, I really think just coming back to a team in a city he knows, you know, he's got his place now settled in, and you know, he's been excellent, you know, perfect in the preseason so far. So for myself, and I look at all these small little details, he was using his new pads at the start of last season. And it was a bit of a different manufacturer from the pads that he had in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Things weren't going well early. He put on those Colorado pads and they felt good to him. He actually wore the Colorado pads. And at that time, that's when his game improved. Then the pad manufacturer that he has built the pads to match the Colorado pads just with Kraken colors. And so to start this year, his pads are all figured out. He loves them. They're great. And goaltending is a lot of a mental challenge, obviously, because you're the only guy that when you make a mistake, a red light goes on. And so I think with him, he's more settled as well. And I think that as when your goaltender is settling in, then you're going to do well. And they have to have better goaltending or they're not going anywhere.
See, that's why I was dressed for the show, you guys. Like, look good, play good. You know what I mean? You're not comfortable in what you're wearing. You're not going to have a good game. That's why Dave travels with the Release the Show t-shirts. He wants to be comfortable all the time.
You know, in baseball and other things where I'm not just boiling it down to superstition, but just that routine, that comfort level, like all these different factors other than just, hey, his you know, play on the ice. But something as simple, like you said, as specific as the pads and how those play into it. As a, you know, newer fan to hockey and following the game and the team, that's interesting to me that would play, you know, a larger role than that. But it makes total sense in terms of him settling in and getting comfortable that something like that would play a big role. And so I appreciate that little nugget, Dave.
And if he starts not doing good this year, we should call his mom and get his pads from Pee-wee's or something like that. You know, just keep on going back to the good times.
They still fit.
Right. The ones that are packed with deer hair and made of leather.
Yeah, exactly. Dave, what would you say is the most improved part of the team going into this season?
Their skill level. I think that they've added, as we mentioned, Bjorkstrand and Burakovsky, and with Beniers coming back, he knows, you know, that 10-game look last season allowed him to know the levels and just the way that pros play the game at the highest level. And then you look back on defense. Last year, my soapbox, I was always talking about how the Kraken, they need a right-shot power play defenseman.
That's
I remember that.
They lack.
Mm-hmm. I remember you said that.
You said that on here. He wouldn't shut up about it. He just goes on and on and on about it. He was texting me in the middle of the night, Chris. I was getting texts from Dave, like right-handed defense.
Right-handed defense. Yeah, you're like, okay, Dave.
Yeah. You know the thing when you press your text and it gets like the two exclamation points? Like, I wore my thumb out on that. And so Justin Schultz is that. Right-hand power play defenseman, right-hand shot. He's got a couple of Stanley Cups, you know, broken in the league with the Edmonton Oilers and then moved around, played in Pittsburgh. So I knew, you know, watching Chris Letang, what he did, and then played in Washington, watched John Carlson, how he, you know, ran the power play on the blue line. And so we've got a right-shot power play defenseman in Schultz. We've got a left-shot power play defenseman in Vince Dunn. And they both are equally adept at just making and creating plays. So that was a big add on the back end.
What, if anything, not to bring the party down here, but what, if anything, has you a little nervous going into the season? Maybe we're a little thin in one area or something fans can look for as a spot we might need to improve upon.
Yeah, I'd like them to play more physical. And, you know, their roster doesn't scream that, right? You're not looking at Jordan Eberle to run a guy through the boards. Mm-hmm. And you're not looking at, you know, Matty Beniers to take a guy's head off.
And you don't just mean fights. You mean physical all throughout, right? I mean, John Hayden got in two fights, right, or whatever. But, like, you want physical play all throughout.
Yeah, and so John Hayden, right? Like a big guy who's going to take the body. And if it comes down to dropping the gloves, he can handle himself. He can take care of other players. You know, we got some size back on the blue line with Jamie Oleksiak. But the one area is, if you don't have those guys, and that's fine, then the guys that you do have, they do have to play a little more physical. It can't all just be poking for pucks and skating to, you know, kind of the quiet areas.
Right.
And when the Kraken, it's interesting, last season when they did it as well, when they forecheck hard and when they consistently take the body, it's almost like the other team is like, hey, you guys shouldn't be doing that. And then they start taking retaliatory penalties and then the game starts to go in the favor of the Kraken's power plays, you know, things like that, or retaliation. So as the roster, how it's currently constructed, again, you don't look at it and go, boy, that's a physically intimidating team. Mm. But you can be physically intimidating by using your speed and being ferocious on the forecheck and battle. And so that's it. The battle level of this team, I'd like it to stay or find another level to get higher.
Guys, the season hasn't started yet, so it's the perfect time to make some bold predictions. We're talking about the team's improved. We know they're going to be a little bit better. But ultimately, where do they end up? I mean, is this a team that is going to take this franchise in its second season to their first ever playoffs?
I would like to not join you.
You just don't want to be wrong.
I was so freaking terrible last year when it came to predictions. I'd like to keep my record 0-0.
Dude, I'm going to just predict that I don't know if it's like a division winning team or whatever. And to be perfectly honest, the rules of how even to get into the playoffs or how the playoff structure is escapes my hockey novice brain right now. But I do think that this is going to be a team that should be at least contending to get into the playoffs based off of what we've seen so far, based off of what they've added. And just because I want them to. So I'm going to will it into happening.
Hey, my prediction is they're going to play 82 games in the regular season.
Uh-huh.
That is the prediction.
Okay, write that down. Got that.
Write it down. Because
this is why we have him on.
That's right.
This is why we have him on.
I think they'll be in the conversation playoff-wise. I'm going to say that they're, you know, last season they had, I think it was 3 shutouts. I think they're going to eclipse that number. I'm bullish on the goaltending and their defensive structure, and especially how they play through the preseason.
I like that.
So that would be an area where I would I'd see improvement.
Well, how many games did they win last year?
27.
27. You said it's got to be about 40-ish to make the playoffs. I mean, Is this a team that can win?
45 would give you 90 points. Then you need, like, you know, some OTLs, some overtime losses where you get that extra point. So you want to be, you got to get to 95 points. Basically.
Okay. All right. And, come on, give me a number. Give me a number on this team right now.
Oh, there are some, you know, advanced analytics websites that have run numbers for what the team is, you know, throughout the NHL. And they've got the Kraken a 60% chance of making the playoffs. I think they have close to 90 points.
Okay.
So that, again, that doesn't get you in, but, you know, you're in the conversation in March.
Yeah.
Right? That's where they want to be, in the conversation within striking distance in March. And so I can see that happening.
Is that a successful season? Would we all sit here and say, hey, in season number two, 90 points, right on the edge, young talent, building something clearly, taking a major step from year one. We'd all have to write that down as kind of a major success, I would think.
Yeah, it's not a real sexy thing to say, but it's the truth. And you know, if you take a step back and just be like, okay, what are they trying to do here? They're trying to improve year by year, and they're trying to add more pieces. They've done that. Like from year one to year two, they have made that first step. And then the next part of that is, okay, now we need to win more games with what we have. And then we can see if we can do some minor upgrades in certain positions. So, you know, Ron Francis doesn't do anything without thinking it through thoroughly. And I think, you know, so far he's proven that the slow and steady is getting you in the race.
Yeah. I think that last year we were all caught up with comparing to the Golden Knights as an expansion team and what they did and everything, but building slow, building blocks, putting them together to hopefully come out on the other side with something consistent and more long-term and a team that's going to be good for years to come. I'd rather have that than to have just exploded on the scene and then potentially implode. And, you know, I'm if that's where we're going, I'll take it any day. And for my prediction, because I'm going to jump in here and actually do it, even though I said I wasn't going to do it. You guys inspired me. I'm going to say my guy, the Skoy Wonder, doubles his goal amount. Yeah.
Doubles.
Bull. Going out on a huge limb here.
Also, thank you for reminding me of that nickname. I'm writing that one back down. I like
that.
The
Skoy Wonder is actually going to become the Skoy Wonder.
All right.
Sort of, even though, yeah.
Hey, it's email time. Let's go to the unsponsored email inbox and check out what we got.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
Voice of Dave Letterman there. Producer Katie, what do you got for us?
This email is addressed to you specifically, Brett.
Okay, what did I do?
So we'll start there.
It says,
it says, Brett, went to the game on Monday night, particularly impressed by rookie defenseman Ryker Evans.
Oh.
Listed at 192 pounds, but probably closer to 175 when he's not wearing gear. He's the real deal. Confident with the puck, moves the puck immediately with purpose, understands where the play is going instead of reacting to the play. See Jay Olszak.
Alexiak.
What not to do.
Uh-huh.
And very good vision.
Oh.
Can't wait to see more. Have a great season and let me know if you're in town on a game night. I think he asked you out on a date.
Sweet.
Oh.
Oh, wow. A friend mandate to the Kraken game. I love this. Awesome. Who's it from?
Matt.
All right. Hey, Matt. Thanks for the email. Thanks for listening to the show. Dave, what do you think about Ryker Evans?
Well, interesting that you ask. I'm really impressed with his hockey sense. He's a very good young defenseman. He just got sent down today to Coachella, to the minor league team.
Oh.
And that isn't a slight on how he is as a player.
Oh.
It's just supposed to show how there's competition for jobs. And he's a guy, because he's on his entry-level contract, they can put him on a minor league team without having to put him on waivers that any other team could pick him off. As you guys know, Magnus Hellberg got picked off waivers. The Kraken tried to send him down to Coachella Valley, the minor league team, and the Ottawa Senators plucked him off the waiver wire. He's
I
now
saw that.
With the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah.
Ryker Evans doesn't have to worry about that. And so he's going to get his feet wet down with Coachella. Of course, they're still practicing in Seattle for the first month of the season and playing games as well. And he's got a promising future. I really enjoyed watching him. Good poise with the puck. Plays very confident. and you know he's going to enter his first year pro and start it off in the minor leagues.
See, Chris, you hear that? Our listeners, we got smart listeners, man. We got smart scouts out there in the stands. Nailed it.
I don't know if I really care, though, because he addressed it only to you.
Oh.
And so I'm a little hurt by that. And so if anyone wants to email in directly to me about like Justin Schultz or something like that, I would gladly take that. Anyone?
You guys can do anyone? That. Release the show at gmail.com. Thanks for the email, Matt. Hey, before we get out of here, we're out of
just
time.
Just kidding. Love you, Matt.
Chris, I know you wanted to talk about another person that you love. There's a new member of the Kraken family, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the newest member of the Kraken family on the show before we get out of here.
Well, I have been hearing so much to the extremes, love and hate for this newest member, the mascot.
What? Who hates? Who hates?
Bowie the troll.
Hates Bowie the troll. Nobody hates Bowie the troll.
There's been people that are like this is terrible, and why didn't they have it do something more, you know, in terms of the water, and they don't think it's Seattle enough, and then they think it's like they're actually kids. I heard they're like kind of scared of it, even though there are kids that love it. But I've been hearing a lot of both sides, so I wanted to get Dave's take on Bowie the troll, nephew of the famous Fremont troll under the Aurora overpass. So Dave, what are your thoughts on the unveiling of our newest
Bowie
member?
Well, Dave's probably met
you. A fan of Bowie?
Yeah. Okay. So we knew that it was going to be a while before they would introduce a mascot, and a lot of thought process is going on. And so I wasn't privy to all the steps. And then I heard something and might've seen something and was curious. But when I saw Bowie rappel from the rafters, and then I saw him kind of walk across the ice and almost fall and catch himself and then do a dance move and almost fall into a light stanch. And then I'm like, you quirky little so-and-so.
Yeah.
He's lovable and he's quirky. He's got that little removable tooth. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, a little tattoo.
He's got a tattoo on his butt. He's got an anchor right on his butt cheek.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's fun and that's what it should be. And there's kids that are afraid of puppies. And also, some kids might not, you know, immediately run up to a certain mascot, but I think it's going to be very endearing. I like the concept. You guys mentioned the Fremont troll. And,
local. I love
he is
it.
Local.
How
right.
can you how can you troll time. A troll, by the way? You're trolling a troll? You can't troll a troll out there, everybody. And also, it's rant time, everybody. A quick word to all you Kraken fans. It's only been two
Here
seasons. Have you lost your sense of humor? The team is called the Kraken. It's already kind of a silly, mythical sea creature beast. Nobody thought the name would be the Kraken when everybody started first thinking about an NHL team in Seattle. And it's called the Kraken. Why? Because we in Seattle love fun. And Bowie is fun. They're not saying boo. They're saying Bowie. It's the Fremont troll. If they did a squid, it's too on the nose. The Mariners have the moose. What does a moose have to do with sailing, I ask you? Nothing. The Sonics had Sasquatch. What's Squatch got to do with basketball? I don't know. He's tall. That's the best I can come up with. Everett has the Aqua Sox.
Very athletic.
That's not even a real thing. It's just a tree frog. They put it on their hat. There's no such thing as an Aqua Sock. How about a Seahawk, I ask you? Is there even a real thing as a Seahawk? There's an Osprey. There's a Seagull. There's maybe a hawk that lives by the ocean, but I've never heard of an actual Seahawk, right? And so they went with Blitz. And like I said, a bit on the nose. The Kraken,
hey, Brett,
thinking outside the box, and I like
Brett,
it. Yeah.
That's some of your best work, man.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, Dave. Hey, man, I'm on Bowie's side, okay? I got Bowie's back. I'm a Bowie backer, okay?
Well, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said he was getting a lot of love and hate. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Bowie.
Hashtag Bowie backer. At release the show on all social media. You guys, go to the arena, give Bowie a high five. Why not? It's silly and fun.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm
out of
breath.
We don't want to see a Kraken anyway, right? I mean, like, it's mythical.
You guys can find our guest, Dave Tomlinson, on all social media at HockeyDaveT. You can also catch him on the radio broadcast of the Kraken games, of the mighty Kraken games. Check out all his calls. That's KJR, right, Dave?
It is in the Kraken Audio Network.
Home of the Kraken with his partner Fitz. Oh man, I can't wait for this season.
Partner and roommate.
I'm so excited.
But he is a messy one for sure. Sorry, Fitz. Secret's out.
Oh man. What else do we used to do at the end of this thing, Chris?
I don't know. I think we'd say, hey, thank you, Dave. We appreciate you. We love you. Can't wait to have you back. And see ya.
There you go.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.